Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Monday. Testing. Can you hear me?
I need you.
All right. So we have made a lot of progress in terms of raising awareness on tobacco smoke. And I am a fan of public health measures. That makes sense. All right. But if you have somebody who served in the military and they want to smoke, don't be vilifying them and, you know, let them smoke in their own private area. Let them do their own private thing. As long as it doesn't affect others, to each their own. Marijuana, though, has come on board. And marijuana has expanded like wildfire. And fascinatingly, when you hear people, you know, spew anti-tobacco messaging, yeah, because they're like, you're hurting the environment, you're hurting yourself, they seem to be quiet on marijuana. Now, I'm not saying that we need to ban marijuana, I'm not saying that, but marijuana has very similar health effects when you smoke it. CDC has talked about links to cancer. There's been links to heart attack, links to stroke, links to depression, links to mood disorders, links to cognitive dysfunction. And so people have asked, when are marijuana restrictions going to soon follow the tobacco restrictions? Well, again, I like government being out of our business. I really do. But I am noticing that we're breathing in more marijuana smoke than tobacco smoke these days. And people have been asking, what are the risks of secondary marijuana? Can you get a contact high? Can your blood test or your urine test be positive? Can your hair test be positive if you're around others that smoke marijuana? And I have said this from the beginning. I believe that marijuana can have health benefits if we study it correctly and if we make sure we consume it in a more methodical, studied, pharmaceutical way. I think there could be benefits for seizures. I think there could be benefits for insulin sensitivity and decreasing insulin resistance. I think for some individuals, it could help them in terms of mood. I think in terms of sleep. But the way we're doing marijuana now, we're having risks of heart attack, risks of stroke, risks of cancer, depression, anxiety, gateway to other drugs. And so not that I want the pharmaceutical companies to take over or the government to get involved. I don't necessarily like that. Society is kind of hypocritical when it comes to don't smoke. You're a tobacco user. We need to tax you. Yet, oh, yeah, marijuana, it should be open to the public. So the latest studies that have come out looked comes from, I believe, and I apologize, I'm trying to get the paper. I don't think I have the, I wonder if it's from the American Heart Association. We're having trouble pulling it up. But a cardiologist from the American Heart Association led this study. So Dr. Robert Page II. And he told CNN that the research with cannabis shows the rise in blood carboxyhemoglobin or carbon monoxide. Now, I've taught you guys a lot about carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide competes with oxygen to your tissues. So that puts a strain on the heart. That puts a strain on your blood vessels, could cause vasoconstriction. That puts a strain on your brain. If you are putting something in your body that is going to have the potential to displace oxygen, you are deoxygenating yourself. And one of the things I have advocated for to improve our health and to prevent dementia and to improve our heart and to improve concussion recovery is getting oxygen in you. We need to be on more oxygen. So when people ask, what is the mechanism of marijuana being, you know, cancer causing or stroke or cardiopathic, it's probably because of its displacement of oxygen. And so I credit the cardiologist for looking at this. They said they have found marijuana smoke lead to heart muscle disease, chest pain, heart rhythm disturbances, heart attacks. And the other thing, too, is when you do use marijuana, how do you know what's on there? The pesticides, the chemicals. And again, I voted to legalize marijuana. I am not anti-marijuana. I think marijuana can have medical applications. I think it can have pain control applications. But the way we're doing marijuana now is not working. Many of us doctors are seeing psychosis with people who use cannabis. We're seeing horrible nausea. Patients are calling in going, I need nausea medicine. I'm nauseous all the time. The first question I ask them now is, how much marijuana do you use? They go, well, I use it nightly to sleep. I go, that could be probably why you're nauseous. The paranoia, the anxiety. Now, not all strains do that. Some strains are more relaxing. Some strains are more fun. Some strains are not as nausea or paranoia producing. But people don't know what they're doing. When you're using marijuana, you're using a medicine. And I give marijuana medicinal credit. It's a drug. It could be a drug in a bad sense. It could be a drug in a good sense. But we've done all this from the tobacco standpoint. And we isolate people and we, you know, smoking sections or smoke-free places. You know, are we also having that same enthusiasm for keeping marijuana away from the public breathing space? No, we're not. And so we need to look at it. I'm not saying we ban marijuana. I'm not saying we do with marijuana what we did with tobacco, but I wouldn't be surprised if that soon follows. Because if marijuana is coming with the same risk that tobacco smoke can, then, you know, then who's to say that the same sort of vilification or the same sort of, you know, pitchforks and mob mentality against tobacco is not going to extend to marijuana. So what does that mean? Well, one, understand that whatever you're using, you know, can have effects that are very deleterious to your health. Number two is we need to get public health officials to study it more. Not a bad idea. And if pharmaceutical companies are the ones funding the studies, then thank you, pharmaceutical companies, for looking at it. Now, I know everybody wants to get their hand in and their piece of the profit, but we could be looking at a major public health crisis assuming marijuana is safe all the way across the board. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So for those of you that aren't familiar with Las Vegas, we have a new part of our skyline, and it's called the Sphere, the MSG Sphere. It's pretty flippin' cool. But there's a review I need to give for the inside of it. And I'm not going to be too critical. I'm just going to tell you guys the nitty-gritty so you know what to expect. Okay? But on the outside, this sphere is amazing. It's fantastic. It makes smiley faces, and you've got me at smiley face. You have a smiley face on something in the middle of a Las Vegas Strip. I love it. It could have the Monday Night Football theme, which we've seen when we watched Monday Night Football. It can do advertising. I think you could hit a golf ball, and it'll make faces depending on how you hit the ball. really cool stuff. This sphere is brilliant in terms of whoever thought, rather than the skyscrapers or the glittery lights, you have now a medium that can actually advertise things and make people smile and draw people to the city and celebrate life. So the outside of the sphere, fantastic. The inside of the sphere can be used for concerts. Amazing experience. In fact, in the olden days, when you would have a stadium, rather than there being a stage and everybody below looking up to the stage, you would have, I've seen some pictures from the 20s when they would be making stadiums, the stage is on the ground and all the seats are up into the mountain, etc. And then you look down. And so stadium seating was always up, even in Roman times. And then you look down. And so this sphere, this MSG sphere on the inside can be used for concerts. I think U2 is there. And amazing venue. Well, they had something called the Sphere Experience. Tickets, they say, range anywhere at the start of $50. Tickets average $250 a person. And so more than a Disneyland ticket. It's supposed to be an hour and a half long, but for the first hour, you're just kind of walking around the room. It's pretty. But there were a lot of people complaining, going, the show doesn't start till 8. We paid for it to start at 7. So you heard some people complain, but I didn't care. There's drinks. You can order drinks and food. You can't bring water in. A lot of us who need water, especially in Las Vegas because it's hot, they make you get rid of all your bottles, just like at an airplane, just like with TSA. And then when you, the alcohol, it's normally priced for Las Vegas, so it's like $20 drinks. I know a lot of people are shocked by that. I think it is ridiculous to sell a drink for that, but that's going Las Vegas rates. In fact, some places sell $24 to $30 drinks. So for the Sphere to sell $20 drinks and $7 bottles of water, that's kind of going rates. So, but just expect that. You know, drink whatever you want to drink. You know, your water, whatever, because you're not going to be able to take it in. They have good security, really good staff, beautiful staff. So you're in there, and you see some robots, and you see how the technology works, and you see fans that actually produce the image. So it's really, really cool from a sensory standpoint. But then you go in to the theater. And again, the theater is exquisite the way they do this. And you start watching a movie. And the movie was, from a tech standpoint, again, amazing. You're immersed in imagery. You're immersed in, they had like a lot of nature pictures. And I liken it originally to the California, Soaring California. I don't know if you've done that at the California Adventure in Disneyland Park. Now, the California Adventure, where you get to ride through and you feel like you're riding across the mountains and you get to smell, you know, the citrus and the fruit and you get to feel it in your tushy in the seat. They did that. And I'm thinking to myself, this is brilliant. I go, this is one of the best things to ever hit Las Vegas. Until they do this story, rather than it just being about the nature and seeing the fish and seeing the little bugs and seeing the mountains, they interweave a story into it. And you start watching the story and you're like, it's not going to get political. There's no way. Las Vegas has been really, really good about not being political. It's all being about the fun. It's not, they're not going to go there. They're not going to go there. And it got weird. And the row in front of us, a couple of the families in front of us start walking out. So we start to see some people walk out. Now, overall, people clapped at the end. They liked it. But I wouldn't have walked out. But it brought this, it basically, without being subtle about it, blamed humans, blamed world populations, showed slums and areas of poverty and countries that how people in poverty are polluting the world. And it was almost an anti-pollution message, or not an anti-pollution, an anti-people, an anti-population message. Now, I worked for the EPA. I love the environment. I think we shouldn't be, you know, ruining our trees and ruining our mountains and ruining our air. You know, but this was beyond climate change and global warming. This was like an anti-population message. And then they weren't really inclusive of all groups. And then they kind of put people in this. So it went from being beautiful nature and all that, where you had us, to almost being a documentary, a little propaganda-ish. And I'm like, you didn't have to go there. Okay, I don't mind politics in terms of, all right, that's what America is about. It's fantastic to have, all ideas and Republican and Democrats and debates. And that's what our American democracy is. That I don't have a problem with. Where my pet peeve is, you have an entertainment potential masterpiece, like the Barbie movie. This Barbie whole series, I told you before, that could have gone. You could have had Barbie on these adventures and do these things and fight crime and all that, kind of like an Avenger. You could have taken it, and instead they chose to focus so much attention on kind of the man bashing. And I'm like, that's a lost opportunity. You could have done so much. You don't want men hating Barbie. You want people thinking Barbie's cool. Same thing with this. You saw the nature. You saw the fish. You saw the mountains. It makes you appreciate Earth. And then they make you feel, it makes you feel like somebody's going to want to eliminate the population. And I don't want to spoil the whole movie for you, but it kind of ends in that you shut the earth down and you start someplace new. Odd. I live in Las Vegas, so I feel like any sort of entertainment that comes here represents us. Which is why you've noticed we've kind of gotten away from a lot of the smut and all that. Vegas isn't all about boobies, and traipsing half-naked women on the stage. We have Cirque du Soleil. We have Donny Osmond. We have Katy Perry. We have Adele. We have, we have Hall. I think, is it, Oates, Hall and Oates? But I think Hall is there. I don't know where Oates is. But anyway, we have amazing art. We have the Smith Center. You don't necessarily have to, in one of the most amazing venues, throw this negative messaging in. Again, if you want to say this is why the planet is beautiful, this is what happens to the planet, something to think about, okay. But it really was an anti-population feeling. And when people walked out, they were like, kind of, that's not what we thought it was going to be. So maybe that's temporary. Hopefully they change the movie to make it less of a whatever that was supposed to be and just show you the immersion technology. And maybe it's because they wanted to do nature and they were like, we can't just show nature. Otherwise people think it's a PBS special. Maybe let's throw in a story. And the story wasn't a horrible story, but I think then they threw in nuclear bombs and hurricanes, and it was, oh, by the way, also seizure. If you are prone to seizures, this needs a seizure warning. I saw some people cover their eyes. There was there was some parts to it that could be, so keep in mind, if you're prone to seizures, and you get triggered by, very fast flashing lights, rapid light, understand that this might be something that could trigger a seizure. But overall, I think the Sphere is fantastic. I love that we have it. The outside of it is incredible. I love that we have a venue that you can have amazing concerts in. It's probably one of the coolest things on this planet. But again, if you're going to spend $250, thank God we didn't, but if you're going to spend that on a ticket, understand that there's going to be the story to it, and, hopefully it's a story you like. But I think we could do without the politics. That's just me. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A motorcycle rally in Texas erupted into gunfire over the weekend.
An investigation is underway after five people were injured during a shooting at a motorcycle rally in Galveston, Texas. Police say shots were fired late Saturday night as crowds for the Lone Star Rally gathered in the historic district known as the Strand. The condition of the five is unknown at this time. One person of interest has been detained but not yet charged. There's no word on what led up to the shooting or how many people actually pulled out a gun. Galveston is about 50 miles southeast of Houston in the Gulf of Mexico.
Voters in Ohio making their decision tomorrow on Issue 1, an amendment that would enshrine abortion with almost no limits into Ohio's Constitution. President Biden says over 70 Americans so far have been able to leave war-torn Gaza. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So U.S. regulators are looking at the potential salmon-killing chemical that is in many of our tires. And we don't need to be killing any more fish than we already are. And I want people to eat more fish. I get it. I get it. If it doesn't moo, it's not meat. I get that. But it is healthier to get more fish into our system. And I could tolerate salmon. I've really evolved to enjoying a piece of fish. No, I don't fake it. I could enjoy a piece of fish. I got to be honest with you guys. I'm not going to be spending $40 for a fish plate. If I'm going to be spending $40 or $50 for a plate, then it better have a stick. But if someone else is buying, I'll eat the fish. And the smile's not fake. I actually will. I mean, it's got to be buttered up and capered. But no, I won't fake it. I'm pretty honest, people. If I don't like something, I'll, you know. I mean, unless, of course, somebody's buying. Then I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But U.S. regulators say they're going to review the use of a chemical used to produce nearly all tires after a petition from three West Coast Native American tribes called for a ban. Excuse me, because it kills salmon returning from the ocean to their natal streams to spawn. Well, that's not nice. Don't be killing our fish. The Yukon tribe in California, the Port Gamble, say, Clallam, and the Puyallup tribes in Washington asked the EPA in August to prohibit the use of rubber preservative 6-PPD in the manufacturing, use, and distribution of tires. Representatives of the tribe says it kills the fish populations, contaminating the waters through storm runoff. You know, this is going to be also an evolving topic. What crap is coming off our tires? I love my car. It's a used Corvette. I have to say used because I don't want people thinking I spent full price on that. I couldn't afford it. But I got it used. Went to CarMax. There was a Corvette that just came on the lot. My husband found it. I'm like, grab that sucker. I think it only had like 12,000 miles, so we got a good deal. But, you know, with any car, whether it's electric or not, electric more than fuel cars, we are emitting into the atmosphere the rubber and the pollutants from tires, not to mention what's also happening on the asphalt or the ground underneath. And so I think this is going to be the start of a lot of research coming out and evaluation of what we're doing. It's right now, all anybody wants to talk about is the fuel and the smog. And I get that. That's important. But what's going on with the tires? And all of a sudden, a study comes out saying, you know, electric cars might be emitting more pollution from their tires. Nobody wants to talk about it. So apparently, tribes from Washington, Oregon, Vermont, Rhode Island, and Connecticut also wrote the EPA, saying that the chemical is an unreasonable threat to their waters and fisheries. So the EPA is now granting the petition, and it's a first step to banning the chemical. Now, according to Joseph L. James, chairperson of the Yurok tribe, said, we cannot sit idle while 6-PPD kills the fish that sustain us. It's a rubber preservative in tires. We've been using it for 60 years. We also have it in footwear, synthetic turf. This is being reported by USA Today. Playground equipment. But when the tires wear down on the roads, particles of rubber are left behind, washed into bodies of water when it rains. The chemical has been found to be deadly to steelhead trout and salmon. Right, well, those are central to ecosystems, tribal cultures, and the diet of the West Coast, according to the tribes. For decades, the communities have fought to protect the dwindling fish population from climate change, pollution, and development that impede the fish from getting back to their spawning grounds. So this is interesting that only now it's being listened to. The tribes say 6-PPD in tires poses unreasonable risk to the environment and ask the agency to regulate the chemical under the Toxic Substances Control Act. The chemical impacts coho salmon, rainbow trout, steelhead trout, chinook salmon, brook trout, white spotted char. You guys might know more about fish than I do because you eat more fish than I do. But apparently the salmon and other fish have suffered dramatic decreases in population over the years. And think about it. If this the chemical is killing fish, what about the fish absorbing it? And now we're getting it into our system. I think it's a win-win to try to figure out a safer way to do tires. Already we have many salmon species endangered or threatened. Plus, we do have more people eating fish. You know, but here's the thing, and we got to be, you know, realistic about this. Changing the composition of tires is not a simple process. The U.S. Tire Manufacturer Association said in a statement that an analysis is underway to identify alternatives to 6-PPD. But just changing out the tire is easier said than done. They said it could impact the durability of the tire, fuel economy, and other safety-related components. Now, I don't know what's been in my tires that have blown out, that I probably get a blowout every other year. And it's frustrating. I mean, you know, when you see the split, I mean, it's like it almost looks like I decided to drive on 2 million swords when you blow out a tire. So I'm not exactly sure if the tires are at their best anyway. But they say any premature prohibition on the use of 6PPD in tires can be detrimental to public safety and the national economy. So according to an EPA-funded study in 2020, 6PPD was found to be toxic to fish, coho, salmon, appeared to be the most vulnerable. Still not sure how the chemical impacts human health. But this has been, I guess, an ongoing topic. It's just we haven't really done much with this. And tires, I'm no car engineer. I know. Shocking, huh? All right? I barely know how to put the gas in. No, actually, I've changed my own oil. I've installed my own radio, you know, and batteries. And I used to do, when cars were non-computer cars, I could work on a car with the best of them. I dated some boys that kind of taught me, because I wanted to know. I'm like, I want to work on a car. They're like, you know, you're not a dude. Like, I still want to know how to operate a car. I'm single. I need to know how to fix it. I want better stereo in my car. And I just did it myself. I'm like, I can do it myself. But nowadays, I open up the hood, and I can't even recognize. It's all fancy, and you touch something, now your warranty doesn't work. But in terms of a 6,000-pound vehicle, like some of these electric vehicles are, or 4,000-pound vehicle, my guess is those tires must be brilliantly engineered to figure out how to hold the weight, how to start, stop, turn on a dime, go as fast as you needed to, and not blow out. But in order to make something do that, it's going to be wrought with chemicals. Now, maybe another answer would be to figure out how to filter the draining in the water. I don't want anything that's coming off our streets, especially some of the touristy areas. We don't want the cigarettes and the dupes and the roaches and whatever else, packaging, used condoms. We don't want that running into our wastewater. So another possibility could be trying to figure out how to protect what's coming into our oceans. I don't think our fish should be subjected to anything of ours. It just doesn't mix. I'm not surprised that this is happening. And I'm really grateful for these tribes to come out and talk about it. You know, especially since nobody's been listening for the last 60 years. Good for them for being persistent. But I think we do need to have a conversation about what's the best way to prevent our, you know, medication that we're passing, our masks, all the junk that we throw out or leave on the ground, our tires, how to prevent our wildlife and ecosystem from being exposed to that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this I find is a fascinating survey. Having been a medical student myself, being a medical student is not fun. Okay, being a doctor, being a nurse, being a pharmacist, being in the health professions, sometimes isn't fun. I can have fun doing anything. I can make my day fun. I could sing while I work. I can't whistle. My son is teaching me how to whistle because I still can't whistle. I'm middle-aged. I'm 29 years old. I can't whistle. See, I can't whistle. So he says, by the way, to whistle, they say you have to put your tongue down low. I go, I can't. No, that was me singing. Oh, almost. Anyway, I can't do it. So being a medical student, not easy. But there was a survey that I thought was pretty frightening. Fox News is reporting a quarter of U.S. medical students are considering quitting. And a good number of them are deciding that even if they do make it through, they're not going to see patients. Now, if I could be honest, I am surprised it's only a fourth, because most people that go through medical school consider quitting. I don't think I've met one student who says, no, I'm not going to, you know, I'm loving every minute of being in medical school. But, you know, we're going to go take your calls. We got some people on the line, and we're going to get back to this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey, I apologize. I'm pulling up, I think, John from Ohio. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Doc. Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Awesome.
I was just listening moments ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just listening moments ago, and I heard you discussing the topic of ivermectin. And I realize that there are a lot of conflicting opinions on it, but I thought I'd call and give you my firsthand experience with it. Granted, it's only a, you know, study size of one person, but it's a pretty good one.
No, it helps. It helps. Tell us what happened.
You know, my father was in, I won't name the hospital. It's one of the large teaching hospitals in the greater Cleveland area. He was not in the main facility. He was in an Akron area location of one of those hospitals, but he went in with a COVID infection, a pretty bad one, too. This is about a year into the pandemic. And, you know, he was there for about 9 days and not getting better. Pulse ox was very, very low, and they were very concerned. And they were about to start him on a what do they call it? Is it a respirator or when you
the ventilator
like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A ventilator, yes,
yeah.
That's what it was. They were right on the edge of using the ventilator. And I had heard and read and, you know, it sounded like that was a very much a last-ditch effort and rarely ends up well. So just as a, you know, Hail Mary pass kind of thing, I reached out to a physician friend of mine who has nothing to do with the respiratory world. He's not even a primary care doc. He's a surgeon. But I had him write me a prescription, and then I found a pharmacy. I had to go all the way to outside of Pittsburgh to get it filled, to Ford City, Pennsylvania, of all places. But I found a guy there who was willing to fill this prescription, two of them actually, one for ivermectin and one for hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine, mm-hmm.
He mailed those to me. I got them overnight. I mean, it was remarkably great experience from a customer standpoint, because I had gone to local pharmacies and no one would even accept the prescription, which I found astounding that they would deny a physician's order, but they did. Three or four local pharmacies did that.
Well, that's all those laws.
So
we have that in Nevada, too, where our governor had banned prescriptions if you didn't have certain diagnoses, and so my guess is that happened in other jurisdictions, too, sadly.
Yeah, it probably was the fact here, too, because it wasn't just, you know, the one-off. I mean, I went to a couple, I won't name the chains, but big chains, big, you know, noticeable places that we've all been before. And they all turned me down. And I found one little guy who owned one little pharmacy in a little town outside of Pittsburgh. And he was the greatest guy. And he overnighted the meds to me. And I literally put those meds in my pocket. And I went to see my dad as an inpatient, just as a visitor. And they were only allowing one visitor per day. When you left, you weren't allowed to come back. There were all these rules in place. So I went in there with my meds. And for one day, I decided to become a physician, unlicensed, yes, but a physician nonetheless. And I started him on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. That day, I dosed him myself, and I stayed all day long. The follow-up dosing, I stayed on the regimen that was recommended by the pharmacist. And within 24 hours, I'm not exaggerating when I say he had a complete turnaround of that. Yeah, 24 hours post-first dose, I was there like 8 o'clock in the morning. The following day, I went back. And in that 24 hours, I saw a new person in front of me. He wasn't by any stretch of the imagination healed, but he was doing much better. And on the third day, after having started that combination of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, he was on his way home and in relatively good health.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, I don't know if it's not a scientific study, obviously, But
no, but there's something there.
Coincidence to me either.
Yeah, no, John, and it is. It's interesting because, you know, you aren't the first person that's told me that, which is why in science, you know, the reason why we have a pharmaceutical using marijuana for seizures is because of patient anecdotal cases saying, look, guys, this stopped my kid's seizures. That's how we have science today, is because people say, look, something worked. And so do I think ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine have a role? I do. I think it has more of a role pre-cytokine storm, because the way ivermectin has been proven to work is preventing viral replication. But there are stories saying even in severe patients said that, you know, that they got better. So, you know, there is something to that. And I appreciate you sharing, John. How's your dad now?
He's in perfect health. He weathered that storm and has been fine ever since.
Thank God. Thank God.
What's so scary is
public officials made all these blocks because they thought that anybody suggesting ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine before it was fully vetted was loony. Yet we started using all these other experimental medications. That's whatever came from, you know, whatever was with the narrative, then that was science. And it's very frustrating because I think there is a role. And now pharmaceutical companies are afraid to study it because they think they're going to get backlash or canceled. And, you know, COVID is scary. And why not look at all the tools we have? You know, they also looked at Glucophage. They looked at Zithromax. They've looked at everything. And so ivermectin, I studied ivermectin at the EPA. It's a powerful medication that I think has multiple applications. It's just on the flip side, if you have somebody who took it that died, people are going to say it's worthless. And I think it's different strokes for different folks. And so, John, we definitely appreciate your feedback. And, you know, my problem with what happened during the COVID pandemic is non-scientific minds, non-doctors made policy and vilified medical professionals or patients who were just begging for an open mind to try something else. And when people were watching their family members die in a hospital and they said, can we suggest ivermectin? Many doctors told me they wanted to, but they'd lose their license. Or if the patient died, they'd get sued. And so even if you had a doctor that said, look, I think there might be something to this, because of the way the legal system is and malpractices, and if a doctor would give it, they could lose their license and never practice again. So we have a system in place that doesn't allow that flexibility. And I get it. You don't want, you know, snake oil. But when you have other countries saying we got to look at this, you know, you can't be vilifying people that want to study it or try to save their family member's life. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.